This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dusty's dance moves. Yeah, killing right. It in the club.
That's right. Ball full of bum.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
The Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. You hear that sounder, you know we're about to give you what that poll question was. Very simplistic. Who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes? 10 minutes ago, it was 80-20 Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, where are we at now?
Fast forward 127 votes. 65.4% say Patrick Mahomes. 34.6% say Bobby Witt Jr.
So getting a little closer there. It's a good question. There are reasons for both. Bink went the legacy route.
Yeah.
He went the, hey, he's going to be better all time.
He's a made man. Yeah.
Made man. He's got the three rings. Other people are going, well, you know, Bobby's not as well known, or I can actually go into Target or whatever it may be. There's plenty of reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, that was because we obviously do, you know, post-production.
Yep.
And we brought it up with Speck yesterday. We're like, who'd you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? He's like, Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
I can go anywhere I want still.
Yep.
Like,
it's a great answer.
Right? Like, if you want to take, if Mahomes want to take his family to the pumpkin patch, homeboy's got to rent it out solo.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. just walk in there, put a hat on, some shades, and that's not a shot at Bobby.
No.
It's just like,
that's the, just the difference of the sports. And
right. Like, again, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be on Fox six times this year at a 162-game schedule. Mahomes is going to be on primetime television seven times in an 18-week schedule.
Yeah.
He's also been in the Super Bowl five times, one at three. So the fame is there. Like, he just,
I mean, like, is there a baseball player right now, like, even like Otani or Judge, like, even them, like, I'm sure Judge in New York, sure, he can't go places, but like in other places, like, Aaron Judge could probably
be pretty chill. I feel like Otani, because he's like 6'5".
Yeah, and Judge is 6'7", so he'd be immediately be like, oh, that's a huge dude. Oh, that's
like
Aaron Judge.
Bobby's like 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah, he's a normal sized dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a haircut that's like, everybody's got the same haircut.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he's not walking in wearing eye black.
Yeah, that's right? How you'd recognize it, right?
You'd be
the
like,
lettuce
oh.
with the hat, the eye black.
Like, I mean, you could literally be like Chipotle, and somebody behind you'd be like, yeah, can I get a, you'd have to like double, I guarantee you'd have to double take.
Oh, I would, for sure.
You'd have your one sports nuts that could, like, I picked out Johnny Russell at the Zach Bryan
that's
concert.
Awesome.
I was like, or Chris Stapleton. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Russell. And my buddy's like, really? How do you know that? I said, look and see if there's a neck tat in a Google image. Johnny Russell.
Boom.
Soccer players aren't big either. So it was kind of interesting to be able to like kind of identify that. Who would you rather be?
I think
Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?
I think
I'm Bobby.
I think I'm Bobby too, for the reasons that Speck said, but like for if you're going obviously like for Bink's reasons, they're great reasons, made man, but like Bobby Witt Jr., okay? I'm Mac Morey. Bobby Witt Jr. is a little bit better, so I'll take
is
that.
Is Bobby Witt Jr. not already a made man in Kansas City?
Yeah, and he's a made man in Major League Baseball. Again, he's the only shortstop to have two 30-30 seasons. He did it back-to-back. He's 24 years old.
Right.
Like, you talk about Bink, he's not even 30, same at Mahomes. He's not even 25. So Bobby Witt's got a long ways to go. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bobby, and a lot of it is for that fame reason. 815 says, I'd pick Bobby because you'd have more of a shot with Miss Dunn, who seems to like baseball guys.
I feel like her and Skeens ain't going to make it.
Oh, yeah? You think they're on the ropes?
They just don't seem like the same. I mean, I get it. Opposites attract. She seems very bubbly.
She does. Yeah.
She seems very about the image that is her brand, which is Livy Dunn, as she should be.
I mean, yeah, she's...
And then Skeens is just your typical baseball guy, like, yeah, it's really cool to be the opening day starter. It's awesome. Thanks. Because, like, you remember when he won Rookie of the Year, and they did the celebration, and she's like, yeah! And he's just like,
he's just sitting
awesome.
There.
Awesome. He's like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude, look to your left, and then look back in the camera, and be like, hey.
yeah, you see what I'm saying?
You know those Lululemon commercials you watch? That's me, man.
That's all mine.
You know what I mean? But no, so we've talked about this before. Again, go to the Twitter page, TheFan965. We're interested in what you have to say, seriously, about our poll question today. Would you rather be Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? Like, it's a legitimate question, I think. 137 votes, 64% of you say Patrick Mahomes, 35% of you say Bobby Witt Jr. We'll keep revisiting that at the top of every hour. But we talk about pressure because this is a, I don't know if this is, if you want to call it the scorched earth or the prove it season or where we'll find out what the title of this Chiefs season is. Some people will consider it the last dance for Travis and Patrick, but I think there's a lot of pressure on Kelce in this season, right? Because after the Super Bowl, it was, the conversation was, might be done, might be over. And then it was, well, Nate Taylor on this show, the Chiefs would like to make sure they have his decision by May 12th or March 12th so they can understand where they're going to go with the new regular season, where the money's going to be. And then we come out with, hey, I'm coming back for one more year. I can't go out like that. Not only that, why I think there is pressure on Travis Kelce is because not only will he have to cope with what the reality is of his role this year, but where his legacy ends.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the guy that was like Peyton Manning in Denver in his last year where it was clearly over and everyone saw it and it was like, man, even though they lost last year in the Super Bowl, Travis should have hung it up? Or does he allow the pressure of, I'm not just that guy anymore. I'm the third and short guy. I'm the inside the 10 in the red zone type of guy or the red area. That's who I am now. I'm not 8 for 89 and a touchdown, but I'm also not considered washed. How do I cope with my final year or the last ride with Patrick Mahomes? And how do I continue to be great at doing what I do? That to me creates a lot of pressure. Not necessarily like you got to go out and have 89 for 1110 touchdowns. That ain't happening. If that does happen, he better come back for another year after this one.
Cody Tapp says over 1,000 yards.
Good for him. I just think that he doesn't need to be that guy.
I don't think
when you
either.
Have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown.
There's something really wrong. Like this season, what happened this season? It will happen again if Trent Kelce's near those numbers. Something went really wrong.
Like, do you think Xavier Worthy has more yards than Travis Kelce this year?
He should.
Do you think Rashee Rice has more yards than Travis Kelce this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce have similar yardage numbers?
Yeah.
That's not 1,000.
No, yeah, you're going to have for sure 2,000-yard guys. 3,000-yard guys has only happened 5 times in history, I believe, and not really that recent either. So, yeah, the 2,000 yards, and then you'd have, you know, Hollywood at 700 and hope that Travis is somewhere in that 5 to 700 range, right? A lot of targets.
I think of way more than 500. I think he's between like 7 and 850.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's fine.
That's
because
really good.
With 17 games on the schedule and the way that this team just refuses to run. But again, Kelce's not that guy anymore. Like, I'm thinking this, Mac. I'm thinking this year he's going to average 4 for 51 every game. 51 times 17. What is that?
Give me a second.
No, it's fine. I kind of threw you a curveball there.
867 yards.
Boom. That's right in my wheelhouse. So if he's averaging 4 for 51 every game, that's 860 yards on the year. Sprinkle in like 5 touchdowns, be a red zone threat,
yep,
and just be that veteran on the team that can be that guy, that's fine. But the pressure to understand that you are no longer that guy. We know that egos are existing in sports. That's the way it is. They're natural. Dude, Travis Kelce's been Mr. Perfect for like the last 5 years. Got the girl, had the career, have the rings, greatest tight end ever, Hall of Fame. Chiefs Ring of Honor, one of the top five greatest Chiefs of all time. Hell, maybe one of the top four greatest Chiefs of all time. Maybe top three.
Yes.
And now it all comes full circle where it's like, this is my swan song. Let's try to get it one more time before I get out. And maybe I'm not one of the more vital pieces in doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers, right? The legacy that he had. You know, you mentioned Peyton Manning, but like these last 5 years, not been good for Rodgers. The way we're going to remember him, and the off-the-field stuff's part of that, but if you just keep the on-the-field product, it's going to change our outlook. Kelce, last year's Super Bowl, if he goes in again this year, and even if he gets hurt, it's going to change the way we remember him.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that when you look at that, when you look at, you know, what it means for Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers let his ego get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We'll play audio later that Cam Hayward's like, hey, dude, enough. Like, it's us or it's them. Pick one.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Whereas, like, Travis Kelce spent 2 weeks to clear his mind and be like, all right, I'm coming back.
I still love this.
Yeah, I'm going to do it one more time. My girlfriend approves. Not that he needed her approval, but she's like, go play. You have fun. Do it. Why not? And then my teammates are like, come on, Trav, come back in it. All right, I'm back. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, man. I'm going to take my, you know, fleece blanket to the beach and listen to my headphones. I'll figure it out. So, yeah, I think there is some pressure to go to. I think there's pressure on Veach for the draft. I think there's pressure on Andy Reid to, you know, revamp this offense and come up with something new. I think there's pressure on Mahomes.
I think pressure on Spags.